Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into something foundational for South Africa's future development.
We are.
We're looking at the Neighborhood Planning and Design Guide. Most people just call it the Red Book.
That's right, the Red Book.
And it's this key government document trying to, well, reshape how neighborhoods are built, fundamentally trying to undo some of that spatial legacy.
Exactly. Its official title, Creating Sustainable Human Settlements, really spells out the mission. It's guidance, practical guidance, for planning and design at that neighborhood level.
To achieve that bigger vision for sustainable settlements across the country.
Precisely. It's about resilience, inclusivity, sustainability, all starting from the ground up, you know, in the neighborhood.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit then. This guide didn't just appear out of nowhere, right? It has a history.
Oh, definitely. It's an update of the previous Red Book from 2000. And even that followed earlier documents like the Blue Book in 83 and the Green Book in 88.
Blue Book, Green Book. What was the big shift? What changed in the thinking from, say, the Blue Book to this Red Book?
Well, the early ones, especially the Blue Book, were very very technical, almost purely focused on the engineering side of things.
Like pipes and roads.
Exactly. How to provide services like water, roads, sanitation in the most cost-effective way.
Mm-hmm.
The big aha moment, if you like, was realizing how much layout planning itself impacts those service costs, but also, crucially, the social fabric.
Ah, so it wasn't just about saving money on pipes anymore.
Not at all. The focus shifted.
Mm-hmm.
It moved from just optimizing engineering services to thinking about, well, how do we create integrated, vibrant, sustainable places for people to live?
Mm-hmm.
Not just service plots, but actual communities.
It's quality of life, essentially.
That's the core of it, a much more holistic approach.
So given how important this shift is, how does this guide actually get used? Is it like a set of rules municipalities have to follow?
That's a really important point. No, it's explicitly guidance.
Guidance, okay.
It's not regulations or minimum standards you just tick off a list. It definitely requires professional judgment.
So you need planners and engineers to interpret it based on the specific place they're working on.
Absolutely. The context is key. The guide actually warns against a rigid box-ticking approach. It needs thoughtful application.
Interesting. Now, the document itself, I understand it's split into two main parts.
Yes. That's
what's the thinking behind that structure? What does that tell us?
It's quite deliberate. Part one is called Setting the Scene. It lays out the big picture, the South African context, global trends like, you know, climate change, rapid urbanization. It defines the vision.
So the why and the what.
Exactly. And then part two, that's the planning and design guidelines. This is where it's really practical.
The nuts and bolts.
Yeah, the how-tos. It covers specific themes, neighborhood layout, public spaces, housing, transport, and then all the services, water, sanitation, energy, and so on.
So it covers a lot of ground.
Yeah.
If someone just wanted a quick summary, part two is where they'd find the specific design ideas.
Definitely. That's where the actionable guidance sits for different elements of neighborhood design. But understanding part one, the context and vision, is crucial for applying part two effectively.
Right. You can't just jump into the how without understanding the why. It sounds like the real power comes from putting all those pieces in part two together.
Precisely. Integration is the watchword. The guide stresses that you can't plan transport in isolation from housing or open space without thinking about water management. It all has to work together.
And this integrated approach, it's really pushing back against how things were done before.
Directly. It's a response to that legacy of apartheid and, frankly, modernist planning ideologies, which created the problems we still see today.
Let's touch on that legacy. What are the specific problems created by that past ideology that this Red Book is trying to fix?
Well, the most obvious is racial segregation baked into the landscape, but also massive urban sprawl, very low-density development, neighborhoods that were purely residential, monofunctional, and often located miles away from jobs and opportunities. Fragmented is the word.
So deeply inefficient, spatially unjust cities. And we layer current challenges on top of that historical base.
We do. We have the huge challenge of informal settlements.
Yeah.
They provide affordable entry points to the city for many, but they're often in dangerous locations, vulnerable to floods, fires.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the other end, you see the impact of crime, leading to things like gated communities, boom gates, restricting access.
Which adds another layer of fragmentation.
It does. So the vision has to tackle both the historical legacy and these current pressures. And it ties into global goals, too, like the UN's Sustainable Development Goal 11, making cities inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable.
So wrapping this up, it sounds like this Red Book isn't just a technical manual, it's calling for a different way of working altogether.
Fundamentally, yes. The guide has a whole section, section E, called Working Together. It's all about participatory development.
Meaning involving the community.
More than just involving, it talks about co-production. The idea is that citizens, the actual users, need to be active partners, not just passive recipients.
So involved right from the start. Conception, planning, design.
All the way through. Conception, planning, design, even ongoing management. It's a shift in power.
That leads to a really provocative final thought then. If the guide says success depends on recognizing that the users often know best how services should work for them, how do we genuinely change planning processes so that communities aren't just consulted, but become true equal partners in shaping their own neighborhoods? That feels like the ultimate challenge this Red Book presents.